You're listening to SBS News.
They spent the night surrounded by crocodile-infested waters, but in the morning, some were caught by police and others handed themselves in. Some locals say they're surprised the foreigners survived the night.
Big crocs. So, yeah, how they got out of the river, I don't know.
Police were stopping vehicles going in and coming out of the Daintree National Park, searching the vehicles and questioning drivers. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has confirmed it's the first occurrence of its kind in almost 4 years.
Australia, we believe, has received the first vessel, first people smuggling venture in over 1,400 days.
The incident has prompted some locals to call for more action from Canberra.
Frankly, I'm amazed that a boat can get 2,000 kilometres into Australian waters without being seen. But maybe that's a question for the Immigration Department.
Pauline Hanson is blaming last week's political chaos.
I believe that they are waiting there just for a change here. Let your guard down. You're going to have boatload after boatload.
Fellow Senator Darren Hinch disagrees.
Pauline, I hate to burst your bubble, but I doubt these people who are now running through the rainforest of Queensland were glued to TV sets last week looking at our leadership problems.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison maintains his government has things under control, saying the episode is a reminder to all Australians that the coalition governments did stop the boats. Australia's new Border Force Chief, Michael Outram, says there is a renewed focus on Northern Australia.
I think over the next 10 or 20 years it will become more important. Obviously we have those key relationships through PNG and with Indonesia, but all more there's other countries in our region. We're very accessible in that part of Australia.
The boat is believed to be from Vietnam. However, it's still unclear how it was able to come so far into Australian waters. But the previous head of Border Force, Roman Quadvlieg, says illegal fishing vessels have been operating in that area for at least 2 years. Cabinet Minister Steve Chobo says the group should immediately be sent to detention on Nauru, but Greens Senator Larissa Waters says that will not address Australia's immigration problems.
We want to properly fund those processing centres in those interim countries so that asylum seekers can have a light at the end of the tunnel and they're not forced to get on a boat.
Despite the shake-up in Canberra, Peter Dutton says this new ministry is maintaining the same tough stance on immigration.
I'll send this very clear message to people smugglers today. You won't succeed, not under this government. We have been very clear that we won't allow people who arrive illegally into our country to settle in this country. People will be deported from our country at the first available opportunity.
Amanda Kopp, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.